Got a midget best friend. It's pretty close to having a kid. Fuck yeah. Brad Williams, great comedian. Do a podcast called About Last Night, which you guys should check out. Brad is the shit. Definitely a cool addition to my friendship circle, having an LP in there. If you don't have a midget best friend in your life, definitely pick one up for the holiday season next year. It's street cred. People don't fuck with you. Don't steal one. That's, you know, illegal and 7 years bad luck. But so many things I got to learn about the LP community that I didn't know about Brad until I met him. I didn't know that little people could drive. You know what I'm saying? Did you know that they could drive? I didn't know that they could drive. 2 months into hanging out, Brad and I are leaving a comedy club. He's like, hey, man, you want a ride? I was like, on your dragon? What the fuck? What? What? It's not going to be a car. He actually drives a Mini Cooper. I don't know if it's for the joke, but it definitely fills my heart when I see him get into it. I saw him and his now wife having sex at a house party. But yeah, definitely not something I anticipated on seeing. And also something I was not going to turn away from. Thank you, God. That is a free gift. It's like a lunar eclipse, you know? Happens once a year. You mark it on the calendar, take notes, report to the others. So they can prepare emotionally, because it's a lot of imagery to take in, you know? You're at a house, you're not like, you're not expecting, like, I hope there are midget folks at some point, you know? And I was drunk, and I was meandering around on my own. I was too drunk to be there. You ever been so hammered, and you can't recognize for yourself that it's time to go? Because you don't want to miss out on whatever fun pops up, you know? So I just wanted to stay close, but I was like bumping into the fridge. I was like, fucking, what's up, fridge? You know? Like, all right, probably time to go take a nap. You know, I'm flexing on fridges and shit. And then all of a sudden, I ended up upstairs by myself, and I didn't know how I got there. And that is terrifying, to say the least. I just was upstairs, bumping into doors. Everything felt like a game show. I was like, I wonder what sort of fun could be behind that door, you know? And then I saw a light streaming out of one of the doors super majestically, and I was like, man, that could be Narnia, or, you know, maybe there's a festival of snacks in there. You know, I wanted to make a drunk discovery, and it was neither of those. It was a midget fucking. And that was just so much to take in. I was like frozen in the doorway as a fan and a concerned friend, because Brad was going at speed. I didn't think were possible. I was like, dude, slow down. You're going to burst into cookies. You know, just worried about my buddy. My eyes were wide. My jaw was dropped. I made a wish. You know, I was just trying to get something for me out of it. Seeing a midget fuck wasn't even on my bucket list. After I saw it, I went home, wrote it down, and crossed it off my bucket list. It's like, that shit should have been there. I got to dream bigger. No pun intended.